Attorney at NPZ's Rare Return Office. Welcome, Snehal.
Hi, Vijaya. Thank you for having me. Namaste and Kem Show to all our audience.
Very good. Kem Cho, tame pan. And so, Snehal, tell us about what's hot, what's happening in immigration law right now. What's trending?
Yeah, there have been some announcements that have been exciting. So just yesterday, late afternoon yesterday, the Immigration Service announced that they were expanding premium processing for certain I-140 applications, petitions for the EB-13 and the EB-2 classifications. This is exciting news because beginning January 30th, the Immigration Service will allow new petitions that are being filed to be filed with premium processing. Mm-hmm. And specifically, it's again cases under the EB-13, the multinational executive or manager, or the EB-2 for national interest waiver cases. And these, at least for the EB-13, they were slowly being phased in. Mm-hmm. So immigration had announced sometime in March of last year that they were going to expand premium processing, to increase efficiency, reduce the backlogs. But we hadn't really seen much movement in that. And now this is the final phase of that. But so right now, don't do anything. Don't start filing premium processing in these categories. This rule goes into effect on January 30th. And remember, the fee is $2,500. And under this particular rule, premium processing is not 15 days. It's the 45 calendar days. So also to keep in mind, some other good piece of news is that later in March and April, The Immigration Service will also start expanding premium processing for OPT applications and perhaps even certain change of status applications. So all good news. Mm-hmm. And I also want to take this opportunity to make like a public service announcement of the recent fee increases, because We're getting a lot of calls from concerned clients about fees going up. You know, they're like, file my application before the fees go up. And they're also concerned about the H-1B lottery because, mm-hmm. you know, there's a proposal that the registration fee is going to go up to $215. But I want to explain that this is an announcement of a proposed rule. Okay. What does that mean? It means it's not final yet. We don't know exactly when. We don't know exactly what forms will be increased, okay, the filing fees. Yeah. So this is part of this informal rulemaking process, you know, commonly what we call the notice and comment period. So The Immigration Service has published this notice that they're going to propose, you know, to increase the fees.
Yeah.
Okay. And now we have a 60-day window to submit comments. So the public service announcement is that, you know, and I hope our listeners are paying attention because they actually can comment on this fee increase rule. So, you know,
they can make a noise about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have 60 days until March 6th. So the public, anybody can go onto the Federal Register website, put in comments. And, you know, remember, this is not a vote. You're not voting on this, right? They don't care about, you know, what the public, how they're going to vote on it.
Yes.
It's really the government's attempt to formulate the best policy.
Right.
And as of last night, I took a look, there were already close to 300 comments on this rule. So, and some of our clients, I also want to mention if they're concerned about their privacy or their status, mm-hmm. you know, comments can be posted anonymously. They can be posted by individuals, organizations. Yeah. So if you're impacted by these fee increases, you can participate. You know, I have a poli-sci background, so I always say public participation matters. Public comments really make a difference in the regulatory process because they influence the development of the rules. So
absolutely.
If listeners have any questions about this, are interested in submitting comments, please reach out to me because this is an opportunity to engage and participate.
That's excellent. And so make your voice heard. And thank you, Snehal, for giving us the heads up on all of what's in store for immigration right now. So thank you for that. And folks, the road to immigration, US or Canadian, can be long and arduous. You want to have the best advocate rooting for you, and that's the NPZ Law Group. Visit them at visaserve.com or call them at